Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're listening to Singapore's most influential radio station, and it's The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. It's time for The Bigger Picture, and as we look at it, the big question seems to be to ease or not to ease this on the day when we're going to see barbers and hair salons reopen here in Singapore.
Yeah, some laundry shops as well, home-based food businesses, all that, of course, for the home-based food businesses, there's a small caveat, it's subject to restrictions. But yeah, how soon is too soon?
You see a
resurgence, like for example, South Korea, a guy goes to five different bars and then contracts COVID-19. He really needed a drink.
I need a drink as well.
I can see that, right?
It's really this second wave that people are just getting spooked about. And we've been seeing markets go up higher as they price in, maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel soon. And that has been pushing up, I guess, a lot of the investors to get back into the markets. Maybe, just disregarding all the ugly data we've been getting around the economy. So it's very interesting to see this disconnect between what's happening, like, for example, the US jobs data we've got last week and also the market rally alongside it. So that very interesting days as we look at what's happening on the COVID-19 front. And to get a bigger picture around this, we have Louis Teo. He is the market strategist for Fullerton Markets. Morning, Louis.
Morning, Ryan.
Hey, Louis, I guess you're working from home these days as well.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I'm just wondering how that is going for you and when you look at the markets right now. How do you go about your analysis for the markets these days?
All right, so, I mean, no big changes. We have Bloomberg Terminal anywhere, right? So working from home, working even in the office, there's no change, like, basically. We're still doing what we are doing. Yep.
And Louis, when you look at the markets, right, we have been seeing them push up higher despite all the bad economic data they've been getting. How sustainable is this rally right now, Louis?
What you mentioned previously was that there was a disconnection between the US stocks futures and the economic data, right? And even corporate earnings, there seems to be a disconnection. And I believe most of it is due to the robust Federal Reserve liquidity backstop, right? So Federal Reserve is doing whatever it takes to support or prop up the economy. So I feel that what we are seeing, all this recovery that we are seeing right now, isn't sustainable in my very honest opinion. And I believe the main reason why isn't it sustainable is because this COVID-19 situation is not fully recovered yet. And even if the recovery comes or we find a vaccine in any time soon, right, so maybe at the end of the year, the aftermath of the COVID-19 will leave behind somewhat or what people call the COVID-19 legacy. It will be a legacy of debt. We are seeing wealth being destroyed. We are seeing jobs that will never return. Business will be slow to recover. And of course, the main important thing will be that there will be behavioral changes in people, even if a vaccine is out, right? So all this will definitely change, you know, how we think life will be before the COVID-19 and after COVID-19. So I believe that definitely not sustainable. And all these, I will call it artificial or prop up by Federal Reserve, right? So the market has been slightly too optimistic at this point of time.
Hey, Louis, talking about propping up the markets, right? Are you seeing as well retail investors seeing this bit of getting a bit of a FOMO sense of markets when you see markets keep going up and then they think, hey, maybe I should go in now? Especially when you have people just staying at home during the circuit breaker measures, they pretty much have nothing, limited options to do. So they are now also going into the markets. Is that something you're seeing as well, a spike in retail interest?
So definitely, of course, for retail traders, we saw that, you know, the number of accounts opening in most of the brokerages around Singapore has definitely increased, you know, has spiked up. So I think there's two main support or push for this current situation for the US stock futures or even, you know, the STX or the STI, right? I think the first main one is that, you know, for US will be Federal Reserve, for Singapore will be the MES or the government, right? They are actually pushing out funding or cheap loans to the businesses. So for US, right, you know, it's cheap loans for businesses. And what the businesses are doing, so I mean, the Federal Reserve believes or the Trump's administration believe that they are supposed to stop retrenchment and et cetera, right? But what they are doing is that they are using the money to buy back their own stocks, right? So a stocks buyback and pushing and tickling, they call it tickling the share prices higher, right? So that's the first push. And second is that, you know, retailers, their FOMO, they are looking at the situation and they are thinking, oh my God, you know, it's a V-shaped recovery. You know, we might be missing out on all these potential cheap stocks and etc. Right. So that's the main thing. And of course, there's one more thing that I think I have to mention is that because most of the major companies in the S&P, in Dow Jones or NASDAQ, they are all tech companies, right? And tech companies actually tend to shine during this pandemic, right? We saw Netflix, Amazon, and etc., right? So they are the major push for this U.S. stock futures. Right. Yeah. So that's the situation that we are seeing right now.
Yeah. Tech names really doing well in recent days. We are chatting with Louis Teo. He's the market strategist for Fullerton Markets. Hey, Louis. So we are also keeping an eye on what's happening on the jobs front in the US. So last week, we had quite ugly data. You had the unemployment rate spiking up to 14.7%. That is the highest since the Great Depression. And some investors are now talking about whether we might now see negative interest rates in the US. It's now at near record lows at 0.25%. Louis, what's your take on where rates will go from here? Is this likely to go negative for the US?
Great. So for negative interest rates for the US, right, firstly, we have to look at the two countries in the G10 currencies for ECB, which is European Central Bank, that cut to negative interest rates in 2014, and Bank of Japan that cut interest rates in 2016, right? So these two countries, they can actually cut rates to negative because of how unique they are as compared to US, right? So for US, in my opinion, is that not likely that they will cut rates to negative, right? Because the cons actually outweigh the pros, right? So basically, for the viewers out there, for negative interest rates basically means the borrower get paid to borrow money from lender, right? So we saw that the Fed fund futures market is pricing in the negative rates. So I just checked it 5 minutes ago, is at May 2021.
Yep.
So the pricing in, right, does not mean that Federal Reserve will be cutting rates to negative. It's basically the financial institutions, they are pricing in that rates could be negative in May 2021. And why are they pricing in this? Is because there's a huge interest in risk aversion bonds, right? So basically, short-term treasuries. So this huge demand for short-term treasuries, in turn, actually, you know, caused the pricing in of the May 2021 treasuries to be negative, right? So of course, it does not imply that it will happen. So I feel that US, for Federal Reserve, they will not be pushing for negative interest rates likely. Reason why is because USD status as the world reserve currency is due to its size and strength of the US economy. So if rates were to cut to negative, countries might abandon US bonds because, you know, there isn't any of the so-called safe haven status. The US economy will not be as strong as it is because by cutting rates to negative, this is likely Federal Reserve's last resort, right? And China, Japan, so China holds close to 1.09 trillion worth of US bonds. Japan followed by in second place. So all these countries will start to abandon the bonds because by cutting rates to negative, the US dollar will devaluate as well, right?
Yep.
So there's no point holding on these US bonds. So China, Japan, and a lot of all these countries will be abandoning the US bonds. So that's the first thing to take note of. Second is that if cutting negative interest rates, financial institutions such as banks, insurance companies, pension funds, treasuries will all be affected because the bond prices will be less attractive and, you know, it will affect, for example, the PAR fund of the insurance company, right? And of course, like I mentioned, the dumping of US treasuries will also affect the devaluating in USD.
Yeah. Hey, Louis, so this really sets up the next question we have for you. We now have rates being so low, so this is really giving very low returns on things like bonds. So when you look at diversifying your investment portfolio, what does that look like right now? How do you allocate and where do you allocate to?
Okay. So, of course, I think a lot of people always talk about we should go to bonds during a pandemic or a crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this period, we are seeing some, you know, everything is disconnecting, right? Even for bonds. The reason is why is because during this period, a lot of big companies, you know, they issue corporate bonds. But what they are doing is that they are actually issuing corporate bonds to raise money to buy back their own shares. So the corporate bonds, the relationship between equities and bonds seems to disconnect as well. So usually when equities move up higher, bonds will move lower and vice versa, right? But currently we're not seeing this situation. So for me, what I suggest is if you are just a normal investor or, you know, you are working from 9 to 5, just buy an ETF, right? You know, you can buy the STI, you can buy the Vanguard tracking S&P or the US global bonds because, US global stocks, because you are better off, you know, just having an ETF, then stock picking or, you know, going to bonds and trying to rebalance your portfolio during this period of time.
Of course, an ETF will give you a basket of goods, so that helps you diversify to some extent. We've been chatting with Louis Teo. He is the market strategist for Fullerton Markets. Louis, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Ray. Pleasure to be here.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.